Boulder's Pearl Street Mall in Colorado were burned when they were attacked by a man during a march for Israeli hostages. Interim Police Chief Steve Redfern.
Our initial call was a report that someone was setting people on fire. That is fairly consistent with the injuries that we found on scene, but we're not 100% certain how that happened, and that's what we're doing to interview. There's a lot of witnesses that we're interviewing.
CBS News Colorado's Andrew Hobner is on the scene and spoke with the organizer of that march.
She said that the police over the last couple weeks have been notified, especially given the attacks that occurred in Washington, D.C., that these types of walks were happening in Boulder to try and keep them safe. But one thing she did mention to me is that they really have never had any type of problem here. The only issue that really rose to a certain level was somebody trying to grab an Israeli flag during one of these walks, but they've been doing these walks basically every week for the past year and change.
Authorities say at least 80 shots were fired in a western North Carolina neighborhood, killing one person and injuring 11 others. It happened early this morning in a neighborhood where a house party was being held in the city of Hickory. The FBI's James Barnicle Jr.
When we lead investigations, make no mistake, we will mitigate the violent crime problem here in the United States, in particular North Carolina.
Ukraine says it launched a large-scale drone attack deep into Russian territory that security officials say destroyed 40 military bombers. It comes as both sides gear up for another round of talks tomorrow to explore prospects for a ceasefire. CBS's Lee Kinnery is at the foreign desk.
Ukraine's President Zelensky is calling this a brilliant operation and one for the history books. Ukraine targeted the enemy more than 2,500 miles from the front lines.
Legislation on President Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Bill moves to the Senate this week. It passed in the House, but is facing pushback from some in the GOP in the Senate. CBS's Christian Benavidas.
Republican Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky is among those legislators not backing down from concerns about President Trump's budget bill. On Sunday, Paul said he's one of several Republican senators against the way the bill is currently written, arguing it adds too much to the deficit.
If I vote for the $5 trillion debt, who's left in Washington that cares about the debt? We will have lost. But the GOP will own the debt once they vote for this.
Trump has been adamant the bill, which he's named Big and Beautiful, should move forward quickly.
Climate activist Greta Thunberg and 11 others set sail for the Gaza Strip aboard a ship carrying aid. Organizers say the mission is aimed at breaking Israel's siege of the devastated territory. Game of Thrones actor Liam Cunningham is among the crew. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Military Appreciation Month brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Karen Gunther founded Semper Fi and America's Fund, a nonprofit for wounded veterans. But getting started wasn't easy.
I didn't know anything about starting a nonprofit, so I went to Barnes & Noble and I bought every book I could on nonprofits. Nonprofits for Dummies was my very first book.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. In short, a lot of things. Bundle today at progressive.com.
The Trump administration has inherited a $43 billion program to expand internet access to underserved rural areas. Now the haggling's begun between carriers and those who want satellite as part of the answer.
Some 24 million Americans lack reliable broadband. The federal government now wants to fast-track fixing that problem. And now satellite internet will be an option where it wasn't before. David Zumwalt is CEO at the Wireless Internet Service Providers Association.
What you're going to see is a more welcoming attitude towards satellite. I don't think you're going to see a flip.
Zumwalt thinks fiber and wireless access will be the biggest part of the solution.
What are these tools in the toolbox that we can use, and then how do we go and get this done?
A final proposal of the project is expected by year's end. Brad Gibson for CBS News.
And the Commerce Department is negotiating with state governments for funding from the Biden-era Broadband Equity, Access, and Deployment Program that's currently budgeted for $42.5 billion. Matt Piper, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
With
your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 49. Mostly sunny, low 70s on your Monday. Monday night, partly cloudy with a low near 61. Some showers and thunderstorms possible for Tuesday. Highs around 79. Showers and thunderstorms likely Tuesday night, 56.
It's 57 at our studios.
She's got it. Yeah, baby, she's got it. Well, I'm your Venus. I'm your fire and your desire. Well, I'm your Venus. I'm your fire and your desire.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
with the whole world crying. But I didn't see that the joke was on me. Oh no, I started to cry, which started the whole world laughing. Oh, if I'd only seen that the joke was on me.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
The Racine Raiders are back at historic Horlick Field this Saturday, June 7th, against the Indy Bison. It's alumni night. Join the Raiders and several of the storied names from the team's past. Watch several former greats get inducted into the Racine Raiders Hall of Fame. That's alumni night against the Indy Bison at 7 p.m. at Horlick Field on Saturday, June 7th. Be there.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 2nd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Town. And everybody, yeah, tries to put my Snoopy down. Snoopy, I don't care what your daddy do, 'cause you know, Snoopy girl, I'm in love with you.
Yeah.
North Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
Doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling 1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Have you seen her? Have you seen her? Have you seen her? Have you seen her? used to hang out in Cherry Hill Park. The game she played lasted all day to way after dark. All the girls, they criticized her, but all the guys just idolized her, 'cause Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark in Cherry Hill Park. Mary Hill loved to ride on the merry-go-round. All the guys got eager eyes watching Mary go round. In the daytime, Mary Hill was a teaser. Come the night, she was such a pleaser. Oh, Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark. Said okay. She went away to play a one-man game, and since that day it ain't been the same, 'cause Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark.
Oh, Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Somewhere up a New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. Twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go. Twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist the line.
Lean up, lean back. Lean up, lean back. What to say?
dancing with the older queen, who's dolled up in her diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go, twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting, they're twisting the night.
I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write? The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. That I die. Help the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shell, 8 miles high and falling fast, landing jester on the side.